What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Curry Sales Scumbag Hamza is Just Addicted to Scamming Innocent People Who Don't Know Any Better. So, as you guys know, I've been exposing Hamza for the past several months as a grifter. This guy is selling courses on the internet. He started off at $99 all the way up to $1,000 a month for his scam course. And now he actually deleted the page. You know, the page that I showed you where he was selling this for $1,000 a month, this scam course, he actually deleted it. And now he is selling this course for $99 a month, plus a $500 one-time initiation fee. I'm going to show that to you guys down here in a second. I do apologize. My computer is a little bit slow. So I'm just going to have to scroll down here a little bit quicker. So this is what's... So I'm really confused, guys. I'm really confused, okay? There were people supposedly paying $1,000 a month for this course. And then he goes off and he changes things up, which leads me to believe, is this guy actually selling something? Is this like some sort of psy-op? Are people actually buying this dumb shit? So, here's what Hamza is saying, you know. He is selling it for $99 a month with a one-time initiation fee of $500 a month. And of course, he's going to increase the price afterwards. Now, the trillion-dollar question that has to be asked is, when Hamza was selling his courses for $100, $200, $400, $500, all the way up to $1,000 a month, are these guys still paying $1,000 a month? Are they going to be part of this new deal? What's going on, Hamza? What's going on? Why do you make all these programs, then you delete them, then you make up new ones? I don't understand what's going on. I genuinely do not understand if this is a psyop or if this is something that I can't believe anybody who can pay. Look at the people who are following him. Look. These are all incels. These are all a bunch. You know, this is wheat. Oh, look at this. Wheat waffles. Okay, this is how you know he is a bona fide grifter, okay? They're in probably Dubai. That's wheat waffles over. I think that might be wheat waffles, okay? So look at this, guys. Be like me, guys. Wow, okay. Just get on steroids, bro. Oh, Iman Ghadizis? I heard Iman Ghadizis is one of the biggest grifters in the Ummah of Muhammad. You know? Cold shower, meditation, gratitude. I'm gonna scroll back down all this stuff over again. I'm just showing you guys that this grift is unbelievable. Oh, look, Hamza reading a book and somebody took a picture of him. Aw, isn't that something? Yeah, fucking 23-year-old Indian is gonna be your teacher. He's your cult leader. Guys, I swear this is some sort of government psyop to target young, impressionable people. Look at all these losers. Look at them. Look at them. They're all fucking losers. 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 This is unbelievable, guys. So I'm gonna go quickly over this course. I've exposed Hamza enough to this point to show you that this Indian scumbag is addicted to grifting. Like what's his name? Like Stardust said, aka Thinking Ape. This is a personality trait, guys, okay? This guy is a... What the fuck is my computer doing? This guy is a fucking born scumbag. He's a grifter. He is a scam artist. It's his DNA, guys. It's a personality trait, okay? He actually believes his own shit, you know? I told you guys about my Egyptian cousin who not only did he scam me, but he actually scammed a lot of people before me when he was living in Dubai. Just to let you guys know, if my cousin was ever to go to Dubai, they'll arrest him right at the airport because he is wanted in Dubai for being a fucking scam artist. It's their personality. It's who they are. They can tell you, oh, I love Allah, I love Muhammad, I read the Quran. You know, Hamza claimed to be an atheist and now he's supposedly a good Muslim. Same thing my fucking cousin did. Guys, the Prophet Muhammad said the best of pagans will be the best of Muslims, okay? This Hamza guy, my cousin, my second Egyptian cousin, they're scumbags. This guy is a natural born scumbag. It's who he is. So let's go over this fucking scam of a course really quick. Obviously, he has fake reviews, people reviewing his dumb shit, obviously. My name is Hamza, and for the past 3 years, I helped 2 million people grow. Guys, just to let you guys know, Hamza is working with a production company. His channel is backed by YouTube. This is how he's able to grow so big. You know, my channel, on the other hand, my channel is so censored by YouTube that it's really not going anywhere. And yet, people who discover my content through other men, they actually binge watch my stuff going back 5-6 years. So I do have good content. It's just that Susan, as a Zionist, they don't want that. They want scammers. They want degenerate people like Hamza being in charge. Look at him. You'll learn how to make money, build a business, you know, have the girl of your dreams be on your side. Guys, I was actually talking to MD over at Smash TV on the phone earlier today, man, and it's luck, okay? Now, hard work, smart work is very, very important to have, but you guys need to understand, at the end of the day, this is luck, okay? You can be the hardest, smartest working person on the face of the planet, and if you do not have luck, you will never, ever succeed, you know? My initial YouTube channel that got popular, it didn't get popular because Susan decided to bless me. It got popular because some Middle Eastern influencer liked my content and he told other people, hey man, go sub to this guy's channel. And that's when Susan was like, oh hell no, this guy is not gonna be blessed by us Zionists, and they deleted my initial Alpha Male Lifestyle channel, and now the new channel, it's not going anywhere, guys. I'll show you that later on, that my channel, you know what, I'll show you right now, my channel ain't going nowhere. Look at this, guys. I'm gonna show you right now. This is you guys watching my channel. I'm watching my channel analytics in YouTube Studio, okay? I'm gonna show you guys really, really quick. I do apologize, I'm in Colombia. The internet in Colombia is really not that good. See, I already have one strike already, guys. Oh god, fucking YouTube. Oh, fuck them. I don't care. Yeah, as you guys can see, I already have one strike. I don't even remember. Oh yeah, I got the strike because I exposed Hojabi. So there you go, guys. So obviously you got all these fake reviews from incels. You know, you guys out there need to understand, man, there's absolutely nothing Hamza is teaching you that you can't get on the internet. I've never taken steroids. I don't even take supplements. Bull fucking shit, bro. The Indian genetic makeup does not allow you to have a body like that. Don't you fucking lie, motherfucker. Again, these people actually believe their own fucking lies. I don't drink alcohol. I don't take drugs. Bro, you've said in your videos you're a cocaine addict and a drug addict and a fucking alcoholic. You've never taken steroids? Come on, man. I can literally show you my health stats. So? My health stats are optimal too, bro. Don't see me charging people $1,000 a month for a scam course. He's making up some sort of fake calendar. Bro, you work for a fucking production company, bro. All you have to do is show up. The director yells action. Cut. Then you go back to smoking cocaine. This is all bullshit, guys. Don't believe a single thing this Indian scumbag is saying. It's all fucking bullshit. He's working for a production company, okay? This is what's happening in YouTube. Look at Pearly Things, okay? Pearly Things is managed by a professional Hollywood production company, okay? These scammers and grifters who make it big, they make it big because they are working with production companies that have contacts with YouTube. It's like Hollywood. You guys know how many actors and directors out there are better than fucking Spielberg, better than Tom Cruise, but you will never ever see them because Hollywood decides not to bless them? It's the same thing, guys. I told you. The same people behind Hollywood are the same people behind YouTube. The Jews, of course. I've even made a video titled Why the Jews Are Destroying Hollywood in Favor of YouTube. YouTube is the Jew wet dream because they can take a scumbag like Hamza, pay him some money, and then the next thing you know, they're affecting all these young men who don't know any better. It's all bullshit, you know. It's all bullshit. He's saying, you know, when I give you private counseling, stuff like that, people are going to be in the section, in the comment section, saying W. They're all bots, you know. This guy over here is a fucking bot, man. We have a point system. What type of point system is it, man? Oh, I already exposed this David guy. This guy like started out as like a video, he's like a fucking 18-year-old kid living with his mama. He has like one or two videos and he's already charging people for a phone consultation. This is nothing more than a scam for grifters. This is what this whole thing is. By the way, guys, Iman Ghadizi's, I never watched any of his videos, but I heard from so many Muslim people that this guy's a fucking scammer. He's like the fucking grifter right here, man. And this is the thing you need to understand. Birds of a feather flock together. Hamza hangs out with other fucking grifters. So Hamza stayed over at his house for a few days. He helped him become successful. Cold shower, meditation, gratitude, read, exercise. Guys, none of this stuff fucking works unless you get lucky. You have to work hard, you have to work smart, and you have to prepare yourself for luck. At the end of the day, guys, it's fucking luck. I'm telling you guys, as somebody who... You know, before MGTOW TV, guys, I've had other online ventures that didn't take off. Why? Because I didn't have luck. At the end of the day, guys, luck is known as Rizq Illah. Rizq Illah means luck of God, okay? God will decide to bless you. Now, when it comes to Susan is a Zionist. She'll bless you, all right, but she will bless you the same way she blesses Hamza. You see, God blesses the righteous. Zionists like Susan, they bless degenerate scumbags like Hamza. But I'm telling you guys, as somebody who worked hard, worked smart, okay? You guys saw me update MGTOW TV in real time before, okay? It's luck, okay? At the end of the day, if you don't have luck on your side, everything you're doing is pointless. Again, I'm not telling you don't work hard. I'm not telling you don't work smart. I'm just telling you guys, at the end of the day, luck has to be on your side. Testosterone optimization. Guys, you need to understand, man. They're putting freaking chemicals in the water to turn freaking frogs gay, like Alex Jones says, okay? Guys, I'm on testosterone replacement therapy. I've had chronically low testosterone, okay? If you have chronically low testosterone, guys, you need medical intervention, okay? Going to the gym, eating right, stuff like that, losing weight, yes, you will be able to raise your testosterone. But raising your testosterone from 300 to like 400 or even 450, it's still chronically low, especially for young males. You guys need to understand, testosterone goes from 300 to 1100, okay? 300 is for like 80-year-old men, okay? If you're a young 20-some-year-old dude, your testosterone needs to be in the 700 range. So if you have low testosterone, look, I did the whole natural thing, by the way, guys, okay? I got my testosterone up from 300 to like 374. That still was chronically low. So for a lot of you guys out there, including myself, you need medical intervention, okay? So yeah, at the end of the day, guys, you know, sugar, processed food, alcohol, weed, you know, plastics, yeah, that's not good for you. But guess what? That's common knowledge. You don't need to pay a fucking Indian scumbag $1,000 to tell you, yeah, bro, sugar, processed food, alcohol, and weed is bad for you, okay? This is fucking common knowledge, you know? A superior call system where he destroy a social anxiety program. Guys, at the end of the day, man, when it comes to social anxiety, you guys need to understand, Western civilization is very, very toxic, okay? I'm in Mideian right now. I actually had a conversation with a cute Afro-Colombiana chick yesterday, and I pulled her, you know, I pulled her over to my Airbnb. So, guys, first of all, understand Western civilization is too toxic. You need to get the fuck out of Western civilization. Secondly, looks are important. Even if you are in a third world, poverty-stricken country like Colombia, looks are important. I'm 6'3", guys. I'm 6'3", 250 pounds, okay? So when I walk into any bar, any restaurant here in Colombia, I'm like the biggest person there, okay? That's how I'm able to pull a woman. I don't have anxiety because I know I'm physically the best specimen you have here. So at the end of the day, guys, looks matter. Getting out of toxic Western civilization is almost as important, okay? You know, athletic body course, $500. Guys, go to the gym, eat right, check your motherfucking testosterone, okay? You know, I have a friend of mine, he's in Australia where they have free healthcare, I guess. And he's a little bit younger than me. He has low T because again, they put chemicals in the water to turn the freaking frogs gay. And this young man in Australia, he's given me all this information. In fact, there's something called dopamine agonist. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but there's something called dopamine agonist. I already called my doctor back in America about it, and he said, you know what? I'll schedule you to see if you need it the next time we do your TRT lab in July. So, guys, There are ways to build muscle without paying some Indian scumbag $1,000 a month. Again, eat right, go to the gym, check out your motherfucking testosterone, because again, the vast majority of you guys out there, you will need medical intervention, you know. Eat chicken, eat vegetables, eat healthy. That's what I do, okay? Again, this whole testosterone, look, see? Look, here's the thing, okay? My testosterone, guys, when I was going to the gym, my testosterone was actually 370, okay? Now, my testosterone is actually up here. Why? Because I am on testosterone replacement therapy. Guys, you do not double your testosterone from 370 to 734 naturally. Let me say that one more time. You do not double your testosterone from 370 to 734 naturally. Hamza is on steroids. Okay, guys? This Indian scumbag is on steroids. I am telling, as somebody who did what, look, here Hamza looks decent, he looks good. See, that's how I looked when my testosterone was at 370, 5-6 years ago, you know. But now, because I'm on TRT, I look somewhat similar to this. Now, I'm not as ripped as Hamza. Guys, I have not seen the insides of a gym in like 2 months. See, that's the thing you guys need to understand. If you eat right and you have high T thanks to TRT like me, you really don't need to go to the gym. But once I start going back to the gym, God willing, you know, I'll gain a little bit more muscle. I'll cut back on the fat, you know, burn some fat. And again, I can easily look like this, guys. You know, if I go to the gym for like 2 months, I'll easily look like Hamza, no problem. And again, there is something called orlistat. It's a fat removal. Okay, how orlistat works, guys, I'm going to type it here for you in the bar. Orlistat, okay? It's actually, in America, they sell it under the brand name Ali, A-L-L-Y. A-L-L-I, Ali, that's the brand name. You know what, let me go to Amazon really quick and I'll show you what I'm talking about, okay? Let me show you what I'm talking about, okay? Alright, guys, so this is Ali, okay? This is Orlistat. Look, this is Orlistat. Okay, what this does, guys, what Orlistat does is that you take it when you eat. You either take it an hour before you eat, while you're eating, or an hour after you eat. What Orlistat does is that it actually, when you eat, like when you eat food with some fat in it, what Orlistat does is that it takes up to like a third of that fat and it directly sends it to be turned into poop. I remember, guys, when I started doing Orlistat, guys, I kid you not, I was actually shitting my pants in public, okay? Now, fortunately for me, I wear basketball pants, so all I have to do is like go into the local bathroom, you know, and wash my pants in the sink. So that was totally fine. Now here's the thing. See here, it's 60 milligrams, right? In Mexico and in Colombia, you can get the 120 gram version which is far more stronger without a prescription. So look, here you have 120 capsules, okay? Now, if I was to actually buy Ali, if I was to actually buy this product from Amazon, what I would do, guys, is that I would take 2 capsules at one time. Because again, the earliest that I buy from Colombia, from Mexico, you get 120 milligrams, okay? So, this over here, guys, for you guys out there who have problems, you know, losing weight because you eat fatty food, this is what you want, guys. It basically comes down to like $1 a pill. So, if you eat once a day like I do, this will last you for like 2 months. So again, what I, Amer Metwali, do is that I take 120 milligrams of this. I take it when I eat, especially when I eat food that might have fat in it, okay? If I'm eating like straight up tuna, there's no need to take it because there's no fat in tuna, okay? So I am telling you guys, early stat over here, you know, here in Colombia, I can see here it's $55. In Colombia, I can probably get this in Colombia for maybe $30-$40. So if you eat once a day for you know, $55, this is not a bad deal, okay, in America, okay? So I am telling you guys that if you need something to help you lose fat, this here Orlistat would be the best, okay? Now let's go back to this Indian scumbag. YouTube video creation secrets, okay? My full course on how I make addictive high-performing videos. Dude, you work for a production company. You are backed by YouTube. Like pearly things. Guys, you need to understand something very important, man. Guys like Hamza work for a production company. There is no way that a fucking 20-year-old Indian scumbag who was on fucking welfare and a coke addict was able to do all this on his own, guys. This guy is backed by a production company, okay? Again, sell products. And the thing is, you know, the products they sell you, at the end of the day, they're selling you courses, you know. This is, yeah. Sell. See, there it is, right? There it is, guys. Make $10,000 a month selling to your YouTube subscriber courses. Again, at the end of the day, you take Hamza's YouTube channel. He is just a scumbag Indian living off of welfare in the UK, getting drunk at nightclubs and getting high on cocaine. At the end of the day, guys, this guy, his money, his popularity is because young men who don't know any better are following him. Take away his YouTube channel and he is an ain't shit nigger. Damn it. There we go. Entrepreneur productivity course. Again, Hamza, you're working for a production company. YouTube promotes your channel. There is no entrepreneur productivity in it. And again, guys, I cannot stress this enough. I don't care how smart you work. I don't care how hard you work. If you don't have luck on your side, it's pretty much useless. This is just sad and pathetic. The type of people who support Hamza, it's just sad and pathetic, man. Okay, I'm sold. I'm putting more than 10 hours of my time per week into Adonis Academy. Listen, Hamza, there are fucking Colombian people working 10 hours a day digging ditches and they only make $250 a month. You're making probably $1 million a month scamming incels. So don't come here and say, oh, how fortunate you guys are to have me spend 10 hours a month talking to you bunch of losers. Look at this. I've been paid more than $1,000 for an hour of my time. Who's ever paying you that type of money is fucking retarded, assuming you're actually telling the truth. Let me just remind you what you're getting. Again, I'm gonna put the link up here, guys. You can read this scam on your own, okay? All this stuff that this Indian scumbag is giving you, you can get for free, okay? You can get for free, and it's common sense. So again, you were selling this course for $1,000 a month, and I already exposed you. You deleted that page, and now you're selling it for $99 a month plus a $500 initiation fee. So again, Hamza, the $1 trillion question. What happened to the people who were buying in at $1,000 a month? And do you guys really believe that these people over here, do you guys really believe that these people are wasting $1,000 a month on some sort of Indian scumbag's course? Come on, man. When the price goes up, it goes up permanently. It's like, bro. You started this course off at $99 a month. You went up to $1,000. In fact, I'm gonna play the video right now, guys. I'm gonna play the video right now. Yeah, this Mahdi guy, guys, I think he's also in on it. It's like, bro, you come here, you call yourself the greatest Muslim on the face of the planet, and you're platforming fucking hoes, bro. What does that say about you? You know, a lot of these Muslim scumbags out there, guys, they're just grifters. Like Duke the Don said, Islam is the ultimate grift. Did I upload? Look, guys. My videos are only getting like 500 views. Can you believe that? Can you believe that, guys?
What up, guys? Today's video is titled Curry Sale Scammer Hamza Updates the Price on His Adonis Academy, which is nothing more than a grift to get incels in denial to buy a course on how they can go from being fugly to...
As you guys can see, he was selling it for $399 per month. Did I upload the... I'm going to show you guys that this Indian scumbag actually did upload his video, up his course to like... there it is. Oh, I need to upload it to YouTube. I'll probably upload it to YouTube right now. Alright, guys. So, Yeah, this is where he raised it to $1,000. This is where he raised the course to $1,000. And I'm gonna show it to you guys. I'm gonna show it to you in a Yeah, the internet here in Colombia, guys, is slow, man. Mexico had quicker internet.
What's up, what's up, what's up? That I upload recordings to. What does this fucking Corey still have if you take away his
See?
every single day on it? Yeah, bro, you must be like, hey, he acts all big and mighty. Food, face masks, fillers, buttocks. You have $1,000 on. Come on, man. You know,
He doesn't give refunds, by the way, guys.
people out there suffer from mint. Look, the video didn't even get fucking 400.
I'm just trying to find out the part
Some
where it
month.
says $1,000. It's in the video,
Look,
guys.
man. This is why I'm telling you guys. You can't have children in today. Just Hamza guys, but.
I'm trying to.
I
want to
to sell
show
you
you where.
lifetime insurance
I want to show you
that
that this
I
Indian
upload
scumbag
recording
was.
dumb shit like that. Money, but bad or parental meetup world. I'm just trying to find out.
There it is, guys. Proof that his course was $999 per month. So, how did we go from $999 per month? How did we go from $999 per month? Okay, so he was selling it for $999 per month. And now, this Indian scumbag, he is selling it for $99. Okay, you guys see it here. $99 per month. Plus an initiation fee of $500. Okay, so the people who are paying $1,000 a month, they're losing $400 now compared to new people. So what's up, Hamza? What's going on, bro? What's going on? You know, this really doesn't make any sense. See, he doesn't give any refunds, okay? No refunds. You know, if somebody does a credit card chargeback, they're gonna take their money back, bro. There's a zero chance I give out refunds. It's like, come on, man. This is okay, June. You know what? Let's check out this guy's channel. June T. Kim. Let's check out his channel. Let's see if this guy actually exists. I swear, he's knowing Hamza, he's probably creating fake people. God damn it. June. Well, what do you know? June T. Kim is a real person. The life of a pseudo CEO, oh God. See, look, look. This guy probably make, look, 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 look. I'm just gonna show you, okay? This guy probably makes better videos than fucking Hamza, okay? This guy probably does make better videos than Hamza. But look at that. His channel, it, God damn it, I hate it when it does that. His channel, look. His channel isn't going anywhere. Now, here's the thing. Now, there's nothing here. He didn't say anything about, well, he's in the United Kingdom, so I'm just trying to figure out. He doesn't feature any other channels. I'm trying to figure out if this guy actually supports Hamza. Look. If you're a dude and you're subbed to this Indian curry sale scammer, you'd be making a video about how awesome sauce it is. So he quit his job.
That's, because I was working on my passion project, essentially, this was being sacrificed. Maybe I just found my mission.
See? This guy actually does have good videos just by, look, you know, salary, job versus business, update on the user database, microservices. So this guy looks like he might be a good computer programmer. But again, look. His channel isn't going anywhere because Susan decided not to bless his channel. This is what you guys out there need to understand. A scumbag like Hamza can come into YouTube backed by a production company that has ties with Susan, and Hamza, you know, can get 2 million subscribers. A guy like this, who actually does have some good videos, look, nothing. He's not going anywhere. I want to know if this guy really is part of Hamza. I want to know if this guy actually... I honestly want to know... Okay, let's read this, okay? For the first month he has given me so far, he has already 10 times his return to me from my original purchase in terms of networking value for my personal YouTube brand. And also fitness goals. Guys, I'm trying to figure out something here, okay? YouTube brand, he has given you back 10 times the original amount, okay? I actually have a hunch. That this Jun T. Kim is one of two things. Either he is being used as part of this scam, or, you know what? Either he's being used as part of this scam, or he doesn't know that he is being used by Hamza. Kind of like false advertisement. Because again, if this guy really is all that in a bag of chips with Hamza, why is he not making videos about how awesome Hamza and his course is? Something here is fishy, guys. Something here really is fishy. And why do they all only get like one... Why do they get like one thumbs up or no thumbs up? Shouldn't they be getting many? So this guy, F. Seacon, he didn't even read. He just said, oh my god, Hamza's offering $1,000 course. Let me go take it. I would love to have Jun T. Kim make a response video and talk about Adonis Academy, assuming he's actually even in it and not just some, You know, either he, you know, either, again, he could easily be, you know what, guys, you want to know something? You guys want to, I'm beginning to think. You know, John T. Kim, now, I don't know this for a fact, okay? I'm just speculating here, okay? John T. Kim might be like the brains behind, you know, the technical stuff. John T. Kim might be the brains behind it. And Hamza is just the front man, the actor. You never know, guys. Because again, Hamza is like fucking 22, 23-year-old Indian scumbag who is a cocaine addict, an alcoholic, living off of welfare. There is no way Hamza could have done all that on his own. There are people supporting Hamza, guys. And John T. Kim, again, I have absolutely no proof, but John T. Kim might be like the brains behind, you know, Hamza. You never know, guys. You never know. Wait a second, it's F, not Nav. Holy shit. What the hell? Indian porn? What the fuck? Indian porn on YouTube? What the hell is this? Holy shit! This is YouTube, guys. This is not me. Is that a sex doll? This is on YouTube, guys. This is not my... This is not... Guys, this is fucking YouTube. Alright, so, F. Seacon, we didn't find him on, you know what, let me try again. Let me try to see if I can find this F. Seacon guy. Again, this is on YouTube, guys. You guys see it yourself. I actually typed. Yeah, if you guys type in F. Seacon, yeah, this porno stuff will show up. Unbelievable. Alright, let's see what the other person has to say. Ben Wilkes says, ever since joining Adonis Academy, I found it easier to stick with my goal, self-improvement, blah, blah, blah. The community aspect alone is worth the cost, in my opinion. But the improvements that are being made day to day are like icing on the cake. But there seems to be more icing than cake. I'm grateful for this opportunity and can't wait to post my success story in the future. Guys, this does not seem like genuine reviews at all, man. So of course, you know, you can come down here, you can order... Pay this guy $1,000 or, you know, now $99 plus $500. Again, guys, I do apologize. My internet here in fucking Colombia is really, really slow. But at the end of the day, guys, at the end of the day, man, I mean, yeah, look. Copy two. Yeah, guys, you're gonna pay. You guys are gonna pay. You guys are gonna pay like fucking $600 right off the bat for this scam course right here. I'm gonna leave this in the comment section of the video, guys, so you guys can read over it. And again, Hamza has a bad, well, he doesn't have a bad habit. I mean, he's a fucking grifter, that's what he does. Hamza has a habit of, like, deleting shit off the internet and then putting it again as something new under, like, a new banner or a new fucking idea or a new something. But at the end of the day, guys, what happens is that this is a fucking scam. I would not be surprised if Hamza, in conjunction with a bunch of other scammers, are doing this, scamming like fucking young kids. Because at the end of the day, guys, again, take away Hamza's YouTube channel. He's an ain't shit nigger. In fact, he's an alcoholic, a cocaine addict, a fucking homeless. He's not homeless. He's on welfare. And Hamza claimed to be on welfare before YouTube took off. So again, guys, I'm certain that Hamza, A, is working with a production company. B, he's backed by YouTube. This is why he's so popular. So, anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Honestly, guys, I don't think I'll be making more videos about Hamza. I mean, if you guys can see that Hamza is a fucking dirtbag, scumbag, grifter, I mean, it's who he is. It's part of his personality trait. He's like my second cousin. That's who they are. They're a piece of shit person. They're not gonna get any better. If you guys don't see that by now, I honestly don't know what to tell you. Anyway, guys, hope you enjoy the video and take care of yourselves. Peace!